This is all awesome. God. And that's accurate, Brother Horton. You can't. It's by faith.
That's by faith. It's only by faith, not by the works of the law.
By faith.
Absolutely. By faith in Christ. That is all. It's all that matters. Mm-hmm. The only thing that matters.
But the bread of Israel is there, the secular.
That's right. That is correct.
They're there by genealogy.
That is correct.
Not by religion.
Not right. By faith. Uh-huh. Not, that's right. Not by faith in Christ. That is for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, Christ is the only one that can, that's the second witness to this. And it was by faith, too. There's nothing else that can compare to this story in the Old Testament.
No, there isn't.
Only when Christ came.
That is true.
Let's see, last week we made it down to verse 13. You know, looking at everything, the timing of the Lord. It says in verse 13, so Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. Everything was done in time for her to have that son, Obed.
That's right.
And all these things work together. The timing of the Lord is very important. And a lot of times the Lord would give me something to do, and I want to do it right now. And I can only do a portion right now. But in the fullness of time, it all works together. And you see what God was building. He was building everything up to this point. And as soon as they got married, she had conception.
Exactly. I mean, at the beginning of the wheat harvest.
Yeah. That's and right. And that's when Jesus would have been born. Is that right?
That's when Israel will get its land. That's when Israel begins to. That is when God will turn back and begin to deal with Israel. The church is raptured, and then God turns back to Israel at the beginning of the wheat harvest.
Yeah.
The barley harvest is Gentiles.
Yeah.
Then the wheat harvest comes when Jehovah begins to deal with Israel again.
Right.
After the rapture of the church.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking about this event right here.
Yeah.
So you're right. It's all about timing.
Uh-huh.
Timing is absolutely everything.
It's awesome. And you know, and the enemy couldn't pick this out either. He didn't.
No.
This was way beyond him.
It was beyond
he
him.
Could, he couldn't figure it out. 1 Corinthians 2. I love this verse. One of my favorite. This is my second favorite.
1 well, Corinthians what, brother?
I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. My Bible has no markers in it.
Yeah, I like that.
yeah. He said, I just start at verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not in with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak the wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God and a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now I like verse 8, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
Yeah.
And all these things were done out front and upright in the light. And they could not figure it out. The human princes of this world, and then the prince of darkness.
That's right. Both. Yes.
They couldn't figure it out.
Couldn't figure it out.
And this is another thing. You know, In order to finish God's work, you have to be a warrior. You have to become a warrior.
Yes.
You can't just be a preacher. You have to be a warrior. You have to win. You have to fight till you win. And with all the trouble the Lord ever gave, with all the trouble Satan gave me, to hinder the process, I had to learn to fight. And so in learning to fight, if I lost the battle or came close to losing the battle, I always asked the Lord, how did he get this far ahead? And then I started seeing strategies. And I learned that the enemy, if he tempts you, and if it becomes a stronghold, he started that temptation a long time ago, and you didn't, and you can trace it back to the day that a thought first came and you didn't deal with it. Well, so I would get concerned about what God gave me. I said, Lord, I want to make sure that I'm ready and everything works like it should. And I asked him, and I know the enemy's up to something. He always is. So I would just, sometime I'll just shotgun him. I say, Satan, your whole plan against my life is dead in Jesus' name.
Glory.
And that just stops the whole, whatever he was up to, he's got to stop. Now that's the shotgun, and you have to do that sometime. Now I learned this from a guy, Lynn Lawson. He passed a church at Gardendale. He used to be on the radio. And one day he said, everything was just not going right at the church in that season. And he said, every evil word spoken against me, I rebuke it right now in Jesus' name. And then everything just went smooth. And I learned, I said, I'm going to do that. But I just tell Satan he got to shut down his whole plan against my life. And I declare God's wisdom in my life. And I protect the word of God. And I was praying the other night about some things, and I said, well, Satan can see this thing. He said, it's not like you think. He can't. He was teaching me about how Satan works. He is a lot of things he just don't know and cannot figure out, even in your life. The things God has given you to do, he can't see the size of it, and he can't figure it out sometimes. And but with that, the method God give you to do something is part of his strategy, and it overcomes darkness. So this is precisely what happened in this story. The Lord put something in place. It was all done at the perfect time.
Yep.
For her to receive conception and bear a child that would be key in Israel. And the devil couldn't figure it out. He couldn't stop it because, the enemy, his process, he's looking at what's big and beautiful. That's how he is. Everything of him, he likes preeminence. So he's trying to figure out who the seed of woman is. And he's always, he thought it was Moses. Everybody the Lord mightily used, he thought that they would become the seed of woman. And he was afraid of them. And he tried to stop the process from Abraham. All of Naomi's, her husband and her sons died. And Satan probably suspected them. But he didn't suspect.
He didn't suspect them. He didn't see them.
He couldn't tell. He makes himself look so grand, but he missed. He couldn't stop the faith.
That's right.
Of Ruth.
That is true.
And she got the blessing of God. She got the blessing of Boaz, and she got the blessing of the people, and she was honored by God and had a son.
That's a good point because we look at genealogies often and they just kind of flow down the page.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting to think. They don't just flow down the page. There's a lot of twists and turns and unexpected things you can't explain. Unexplainable turns and twists in the genealogy of Jesus.
True.
So that's really interesting.
True.
Some got in there that you would have thought, no way. Yeah. How did they get in that genealogy?
You couldn't anticipate it. You couldn't anticipate it. Like you were saying, you can't Satan can't anticipate that.
Mm-mm.
That's
and,
cool.
And Judah's sons, what was the first one's name?
See, Judah's sons.
The one that wouldn't.
Onan was one of them, wasn't he? But,
oh, yeah, Onan.
Yeah, and then the second one.
No, see, Ur was the oldest.
Ur.
Okay.
He was wicked and the Lord slew him.
Yeah.
Okay. So then Onan was the second.
And he was no better.
Yeah. The thing which he did displeased the Lord, and he slew him also.
So Satan probably suspected them and gave them.
That's true.
You know, that's where the attack went. They wasn't wicked because Satan didn't leave them alone. Satan was in that. But God got it done. And you know, sin entered the world through Eve's deception. She ate off the tree. Then Adam decided to eat off the tree. And the Lord used valiant women in the process of salvation.
Yes, absolutely correct. Absolutely right. That is absolutely correct.
And this was a fight from the beginning.
Yes.
This is the fight that we're in now. In America, you think it was the Republicans thinks that the Democrats are Satan, and Democrats think the Republicans are Satan. But the real fight is Satan working in the shadows against Jesus and all who stand for him.
Amen.
And then
working behind the scenes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then. But this is the fight. This is the same. Every war has started over this. And Satan wants a stronghold in the earth so he can destroy everything. And most preachers come from this country. This is where religious freedom is. This is our stronghold. And he wants it to be his stronghold. And we can't let him win because we have the most nuclear weapons.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, we cannot let him win. We have to fight. We have to stop him in his tracks. And this war is won spiritually, not naturally.
That's right.
The natural warfare starts when we fail. If we fail to fight spiritually, then a natural war always happens. But if the Christians fight the good fight, we can stop coming wars, which is going to be one. But we have to win here. In faith. And then when the natural war starts, then people start praying and they'll stop it. But a lot of lives are going to be lost. So here it is. Satan can't figure out everything. And he makes them. The Lord once told me when he first started teaching me how to fight him, he said, if people think that that Satan is strong, he deceived them into thinking that. He's not strong. He's as weak as smoke. I mean, he makes himself look. He's a bull rider with no arrows. He's a lion with no teeth. He uses deception as his weapon.
He uses mankind.
Yeah.
He uses mankind's power.
Yeah.
He deceives us.
And sinners still have authority here. They just don't know it. And he usurps their authority and aims them at the heart of God's will, at Jesus Christ. And every dictatorship, you know, it's so easy for Satan to deceive mankind. So when one man has a lot of power, it's going to fall into his hands unless that man knows how to believe on Jesus and fight the good fight. So with every dictatorship, they always side against Christ. And they get into witchcraft and whatever. Satan make them feel like they're in charge, just like the king of Tyrus. He didn't believe in God or Satan. And he thought he was God. But Satan used him like a puppet. Mm-hmm. Because he lives in Satan's territory. Satan can control him. So now we have America, which is a more perfect union. It's designed, our country is designed to keep tyranny out. It can't. We have a three-way government, and Pastor said it was based on what Isaiah taught. It's a three-phase government, and it can never become a kingdom because the Constitution they'd have to destroy the Constitution and start over.
That's what they're trying to do, because it's, don't you know it's a living, breathing document that you change for the courts? Mm-hmm. That's the lie of Satan.
Yeah, and if he can get enough justices in there, Supreme,
it's old in stone.
We have to stop his works through spiritual warfare. We have to do it, and it'll be done. If he ever changes it, it'll change the focus. The Lord told me if a man looks to Jesus Christ, if his eye be single. He can, you know, just like Peter walked on water while he was looking at Jesus. When we see him with the eye of faith, our whole body will be full of light. So our advice will be full of light. Our actions will be full of light. Our reputation will become full of light. Everything is based on that. But when you change his focus, you change his destiny. Everything changes. So when people prosper, you really have, the more you prosper, the more you have to be dedicated to the heart of God. Because now you're in a position, if you change, a lot of things are going to change with you. If you have great influence, you've got to look at Jesus. You can't deviate. Because if you do, or even a little bit, a lot of people are going to follow that path. That's how it works. Because before people look to Jesus, they look to the people who introduced him. And then we have to win this fight. There can be no error in our life. We have to fight till we win. We have to win this fight. We also out of time. But Lord, I thank you for your word. I pray that you are mightily moved. I thank you for your handiwork. I thank you for all your whole plan. I bless the plan in your life. Help me do all. It's in your heart, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.